Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and it's Friday. You know what that means. Bob Wilson is our Let's Talk interview for the day. Bob, thank you so much for joining me, as always.
Hey, I love it. This is what I look forward to all week.
You know what? I do as well. So let's talk about something that we talk about a lot, but that's because it is a big deal. It's kind of the biggest blip on everyone's radar in Perry. That is, of course, 4th of July. Anything new with this, or what would you like to talk about with the 4th of July celebration?
I just like to recap the schedule. I know we say it a lot, but I just want to remind everybody we are having a parade every year. Somebody starts that rumor. We are having a 4th of July parade. You can bring your float, your entry, whatever it may be, your team, your civic group, your church, line up at the East Perry Plaza at 9 o'clock. There's no entry fee. There's going to be some volunteers out there that'll help you get kind of directed into a line. It is organized chaos, but please be patient with those volunteers. They're getting paid in diet soda. So, you know, but anyway, it's your opportunity. We need parade entries. That just really kicks off the whole day, and it's a great way to promote your business or your organization. So we've been working as a chamber on a float, like always. Dave Wright's kind of the spearhead on that one, and it's to promote the homecoming parade that we'll do for the second year that we brought it back this September on the 20th. So kind of get your brains rolling for that parade too. We're parade happy right now, so who doesn't like a parade? But 10 o'clock, that parade starts. It goes west down Willis all the way to Pattee Park. Then is your opportunity to see the activities down in the park. There's food vendors. There's fun and games. Pace Event Center will be at the tennis court with a bunch of kid games. Trinity Lutheran Church will have their putt-putt golf. You know, there's just a lot of stuff to do. And, of course, the fire department will be there grilling burgers and also having their water fights as well. So we have a whole day on the bandshell of Showtime Dance Studio starting around 12:30-ish. Al Welsh to follow. We'll take a short break, let the bands reset. Then we'll have what's called POW start. They're a rock cover band, and it'll be followed by the Anthony Kester Band, kind of a modern country rock cover band too. So a pretty user-friendly stuff. But then, of course, it's going to end with a big bang, and that's because of your generosity at the fireworks drive with a fireworks show around dusk. About 9:50, I think, is when we slate that to about 10 o'clock, just depending on the wind and the darkness.
End with a bang. Solid pun.
See, those dad jokes never get old.
That's right. We actually did get to meet the parents of the father of the Anthony Kester Band. That was at Friday Fest. So let's talk a little bit about Friday Fest. It was a little bit moist, I'd say, but it seemed like people were having a good time.
Yeah, we got every minute that we could out of that. Again, Raccoon Valley Bank, Dallas County Hospital, major sponsors there. It was a great night. It was just a little wet. The band was gracious enough to just play straight through. They are a little bit older, so they did have to take one, you know, restroom break halfway through there. But other than that, you know, they just got on stage. People love Ruckus. The attendance was down, I think, just a little bit because of the weather. We played right up until about 8:43 or something like that, and then a big old bolt of lightning hit, and we thought, let's get off the stage. But and just like Mother Nature is, it's hilarious. You know, they scrambled, and they got everything picked up and everything pretty fast in the rain. As soon as the trailer door closed, the sky opened up, and it was like a beautiful sunset. So, you know, she's got a sense of humor, I suppose. But great vendors, you know, just a good family event, I love the way that Friday Fest is working out. You can bring your lawn chair, your bean bag, whatever it is, and just have a good time and kick it there. So, you know, I wish we could do more. They are expensive. They do take some time. And unfortunately, we rained out just a skosh, but we're not going to let us get us down because we have the 4th of July coming. And in August, we'll have our car show. So lots more stuff to do this summer.
Yeah, I would say that the rain was unable to dampen people's spirits.
Yeah, it was crazy how they were standing in the rain. Yeah. I mean, it was...
I brought my umbrella.
Yeah, you did. That's why it rained. No, you told me it wasn't supposed to rain.
Yeah, you bring an umbrella, it's not supposed to rain.
We have a great tree line around the band shell, and you could tell people kind of retreated to the tree line. It stayed fairly dry. Mm-hmm. The rain came straight down, so the equipment wasn't affected. That was our main concern. Those of you that were around in 2013 remember our little ragbri escapade with the rain and a big band. So we are very cautious. We're very well versed with rain and bands now. I've practiced and I'm done. I don't want to practice anymore. But yeah, we had a good time. Friday Fest, it's in the books. It's sad to see it go, but man, we're almost all the way through June, so we've got to move on.
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned this just a second ago, but I'll bring it up again. The car show is coming up in August, and you're looking for entries for this.
August 4th. Get it on your calendar. It's a Friday night. What I've learned, basically, is there is a car show almost every weekend throughout the summer, sometimes on Thursday nights, sometimes on Saturdays, sometimes on Fridays. I know the racing schedule changed to Friday, so that's affecting a lot of the car shows. But long story short, I want your cars, your tractors. You got a cool motorcycle. You want to show a vintage bicycle. If it has wheels, bring it down August 4th. We'll start about 6 o'clock, run through the 9, 10 o'clock hour. Pat Graney will be at Sumer's Court again with his DJ services. You can buy beer and wine from Mandarin and enjoy it in Josh Davis Plaza. That's permitted for that evening. There's going to be, I just talked to a guy selling vintage license plates, 1912 and on. So it's a full night of fun. Again, Jim Von Baron, I want to thank him. He has made our trophies. He's had 5 trophies. The latest one is a pipe wrench that looks like a drag car. They're fabulous. I guarantee you, you're not going to see anything like this anywhere else. So that's what it's all about. It's a community event supporting the downtown area, really promoting Perry and all the fun things we have to offer. So August 4th, it's the Perry Cruise. Get it on the calendar. We need you to show up, but we also need your vehicles.
All right, stop by the chamber office and knock on Bob's door and register for that. Now, one thing that did not happen in June, but will be back in July, is the chamber coffee. That is the second Friday of the month.
Yeah, and it's going to be late. The way the month lays out, I think it's like the 14th or something. So it's a little bit later. We did have to cancel for some scheduling reasons last month. It's a bummer because these work. So second Friday of every month. 8 o'clock they start. We'll get it rolling with introductions, kind of go around the room. It's a very light atmosphere, very low key, you know, but it's a good networking opportunity. Every time I go, I either meet somebody new or I learn something new about what's going on in the community. So we encourage you to show up. Light refreshments, obviously coffee and stuff like that, are provided. It's open to the public. Come in. You don't have to be a chamber member. Maybe this is an opportunity to learn about what the chamber does, and then we can get you to be a chamber member. So it's a good opportunity. 8 o'clock. Right on your calendar, the second Friday of every month. The location, we'll reveal that next week.
All right. And, of course, if you go to the Chamber Coffee, you'll get to meet Bob Wilson and Joe Sierwinski. So,
yeah, it's like a Friday in real life, not just in the studio.
That's right.
I love that. Maybe we could bring our own microphones.
Maybe. All right. One last thing I want to talk to you about is happening tomorrow. That is the health fair, the Hy-Vee Health Fair, happening from 11 to 1.
These are two great chamber partners, Dallas County Hospital and Hy-Vee. They do a lot for the community. This is an opportunity for you to head out to the Hy-Vee parking lot if the weather permits. Blood pressure checks. There's a blood drive going on starting at 10:30, I believe. Donate blood. It's very important. Somebody like Joe here, if you're a universal donor, there's no excuse.
Tip-top shape. I have to do it this year.
He's part beast, so they need his blood, but it's awesome. But I love these programs. It gives the community members something to do. It's great to see people partner, businesses partner together. So the Chamber's happy to promote it. More information at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. But just get out and about tomorrow and really experience all the great amenities that Dallas County Hospital can provide, as well as check out Hy-Vee. There is a new fireworks tent out there too, so be very cautious with people shopping and go slow, but you know, take advantage of the health fair.
All right. And of course, stop by and say hey to the Big Red Radio, which will be broadcasting there live. Bob Wilson, Perry Chamber of Commerce Director. Anything else that you wanted to mention today?
Enjoy your weekend.
Hey, you too. That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Bob Wilson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.